This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Tumelo, good evening. Thank you for your time.
Good evening, Oltando. Thanks for having me, and good evening to your listeners as well.
Thank you so much for chatting to us, Dumelo. Maybe we'll start off by just taking a snapshot at consumer behavior and credit behavior over this period, because things are tough, Dumelo, but is that showing up in the numbers?
No, I think it is showing up in the numbers, because if we were actually to talk just generally around consumer spend and what you actually see, overall consumer spend is not necessarily increasing at the rate that you would have generally expected it to increase in good times. So there's definitely, I think, a lot of strain on consumers and constraints on budget for consumers to actually spend a lot more. But what you actually rather see is, instead of a growth in the overall spend, you actually seeing a lot more smaller purchases happening, which then sort of tells you that consumers are probably going out there looking for discounts, bargains, et cetera, to actually then, I think, sort of be able to cover the essential sort of goods and services that they actually need for their day-to-day, sort of lives.
Let's then talk about key insights from the Standard Bank report here, and that leading to the conclusion that local fashion e-tailers and also international fashion e-commerce giants are capturing an increase in that consumer spend.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think since COVID, COVID was a big catalyst, I think, in terms of getting consumers to start spending online. And I think in that time, we also saw quite a number of retailers in the local front sort of introduced online shopping as part of sort of your day-to-day sort of purchases. But what we're seeing on our side is, especially on the sort of online retail clothing space, compared to the last time this year, we're seeing almost more than double sort of the spend in online shopping. So we at this time, I think last year, we're sort of sitting around 2.2 billion worth of spend. We're seeing that very close to about 5 billion at this point in time. So significant increase from a year-on-year spend, which sort of tells you that as much as there's still a big number of consumers that are actually preferring to still go and shop sort of in the traditional brick and mortar, you do see that more customers are a lot more comfortable to actually spend online.
I must also ask you, what we might be seeing here, Dumelo, is the fact that maybe consumers who would have traditionally, gone out and used cash to buy a clothing and fashion now are turning to credit.
No, that's definitely also another sort of a trend that we see. I mean, the reality is cash is still king. So most of our customers, I think, they still spend through cash. But you are seeing a lot more migration into sort of card payments. And I think within the card payments realm, you're also seeing a lot more people moving into the sort of the online shopping space. I think the reality is probably in the last couple of years, the penetration of smartphones, the availability of data and maybe the price of data has sort of enabled or become a good environment for customers to start experiencing some of these sort of items that you can now just get, I think, through shopping. But also, I mean, just looking at the fact that, for example, one of the leading sort of retailers from what we're seeing from a clothing perspective is Shein. The prices maybe that consumers are actually getting there for the goods that they're actually buying is probably also a contributing factor as to why people may be exploring those options, because they're probably trying to get a bit more value from what they're actually buying.
Let's also talk about other sectors here, other than fashion, online retailers. Are other, sectors benefiting from the use of online?
Yes, so there are a few factors that are benefiting. I mean, I think if you look overall in terms of spend, grocery still remains the biggest sort of spend category that we see from a card perspective. You can definitely see that there is also, for example, in that space, a bit of growth in terms of online spend. But again, you can imagine in the last couple of years, we've seen the likes of Checker 6060 come online, Pick n Pay has come up with a solution. Pretty much all the major retailers have sort of now brought solutions where you can actually just order your food and get it and have it delivered to to your home, and we can actually see the volume sort of ramp up when as customers start picking up those type of solutions. So I do think you are seeing that overall growth on online spend. I think from where we're currently sitting, just overall, we're seeing almost a 20% jump or 20% sort of penetration of online compared to previously in previous times. So we do think that online is really something that we'll continue seeing, I think, gain grounds in the coming years.
Are we also still seeing a demand for credit during this period at Dumelo? Really there, not only just maybe to patch, but also for people to be able just to have access to capital, you know, even buffers during this time of strain when as a business you would have a strong balance sheet, as a human being, yeah. You also just have a little bit of debt, you know, sitting somewhere or available to you in case you need it.
Yeah, so I think demand for credit will always be there. In times like this, I think the difficulty becomes we've had, I think, very sort of extensive levels of high inflation and high interest rate. And that is definitely impacting the customer's sort of affordability or sort of cash that they have available. And as a result, I think you will see that potentially, even though the demand for credit is there, the number of customers that actually qualify and actually get the credit is actually not maybe as great as what we've seen in some parts in the past. But equally so, those that do have credit, there are customers that are struggling, for example, with their repayments, et cetera, that we engage with a lot more sort of often as well. So I do think it is a very tough credit environment, just given the macroeconomics in environment that we're currently living in. But demand is always there. Number of customers that then qualified for, though, I think it's that is significantly impacted, just given that customers don't really have as much disposable cash as maybe they would have in sort of environments where the economy is growing and interest rates are low.
Before I let you go, Dumelo, could South Africans be using credit cards smarter, better?
So I think they are. The from what we see in our data, the reality is customers are spending more and more of their money as opposed to credit, even those that do have available credit. So you can see that they're either using their sort of their credit cards for rainy days, etc. But I think you also see a huge trend of customers that have actually figured out that credit cards actually do offer quite a lot of benefits, especially in terms of rewards. And what they then do is they actually almost pay off their credit card a lot more often to actually ensure that they don't pay interest, but at the same time benefiting from the rewards programs that generally come with credit cards, because through that you can actually get access to, let's call it, additional points that you could potentially transfer to cash, and you can actually spend that even further. And this is over and above, I think, some of the discounts that are probably come with you actually having a credit card. So there are customers, I think, that are using their credit card way smarter because they're actually getting them to work for them. But at the same time, there are also customers that are just not spending as much on credit, and they're trying to spend more on their own money to actually also try not get into the sort of the debt trap.
Brilliant. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, Dumelo, and thank you for these insights.
No, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
You too. That was Dumelo Ramukondo. He is head of credit card at Standard Bank SAVA.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.